It's Grid Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, continuing to look forward to a great college football Saturday, one of the biggest games in the nation, one of the handful of games between two top 25 teams will take place in Champaign as number 22 Illinois matches up against number 24 Michigan. Very happy to welcome on to the program Doug Bouchon. He is the editor of Orange and Blue News, part of the Rivals Network on Twitter at Illinois Rivals. Illinois.rivals.com is where you check that out. Doug, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Anytime. I'm doing well. Looking forward to the game.
Yeah, this one seems like, I don't know if litmus test is the right word. That was probably the Nebraska game more than anything else. But certainly a great opportunity here when you look at the schedule the rest of the way. If Illinois can knock off Michigan, like this could turn into a two-loss type of season. This is a big game coming up on Saturday.
It really is, you know, and it's funny to see Illinois ranked higher than Michigan coming into a big game like this, and the game's on CBS, you know, nationwide broadcast, so a huge game for Illinois. A lot of similarities, I think, personnel-wise to the Penn State game, although I think Penn State has a better quarterback, a little more polished team, but a similar matchup here for Illinois, and looking for a good showing on the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
Safe to say they have to play better against Michigan than they did against Purdue?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, especially defensively, you know, giving up 49 points, 43 points in regulation against that Purdue team was really really surprising for an Illinois defense that had really shown a lot of improvement in year two under Aaron Henry as a defensive coordinator. They weren't playing great, but they were playing better, and it kind of just fell apart on them against Purdue, and really surprising to see Purdue's backup quarterback, Ryan Brown, just kind of go off on them and just, tons of yards through the air and on the ground, and no doubt they have to have a lot better game against Michigan.
Just about every team out there puts together a not-so-great effort during the course of the season. Good teams still find a way to win those games, and bad teams, they lose those games, or average teams, they lose those games, and it kind of derails the season. Maybe I'm trying to put a positive spin on this, but does it say something that Illinois can put that kind of effort on the field against Purdue, but they still, at the end of the day, were able to find a way to win it?
It does, and if you talk to Illinois fans that have been around a while, they'll tell you that they typically lose those kind of games. Games that they look like they had in hand, they had a big lead in the first half and blew it. And they're 3-0 in close games and 2-0 in overtime games this year. So that does say something about the team, I think. And really, for a team like Illinois that's not going to greatly out-talent a lot of teams, you know, winning those close games are key. They couldn't win the close games last year. And it cost them. This year they are winning them, and they're on a nice trajectory.
The part of this game that really interests me is Michigan can't throw the ball, but they can run the ball. Illinois hasn't really defended the run all that well this year, but this game, they don't have to worry about the pass quite that much because Michigan can't throw it. Like, how do you assess the Michigan rushing offense against the Illinois rushing defense?
Well, advantage Michigan. They have two really good running backs in Kalel Mullings and Donovan Edwards. Mullings having a breakout year this year. He's rushed for almost 600 yards. Illinois rush defense is questionable. I mean, the inside backers struggled in the last game. They really missed Xavier Scott, who just played the first series against Purdue and then went out with an injury. He's back this week, and he's a big part of their run defense, but a big test against Michigan, and they'll probably stack the box. I mean, that's kind of the narrative, but still, if you look at what Purdue did with the backup quarterback, Jack Tuttle's probably a little bit better than Ryan Brown, so you never know how it's going to play out, of course, but the narrative going into the game is Illinois got to stop the run. And they got to protect. Luke Allmire. You know, Michigan's pass rush is probably the best in the Big Ten. Josiah Stewart, a big time pass rusher off the edge. So protecting the quarterback and stopping the run really the two keys to the game for Illinois.
Yeah, you mentioned Luke Altmyer, and Michigan is not great against the pass. Is this an opportunity for Illinois to have some success offensively and some success through the air?
It is if they can give Luke Allmire a clean pocket, and that's really the key for him. And I think this is a big game for the offensive coordinator, Barry Lenny Jr. He's got to dial up some plays where they get rid of the ball quickly, where they, you know, maybe some max protect with 12 personnel and running back staying in the block. But just keeping if they can keep Allmire on his feet, they have a good chance. And, you know, they have Will Johnson, Michigan does in their secondary an All-American corner. But the other side of the field, they're a little shaky. And Illinois, they like to line up Pat Bryant and Zachary Franklin on the same side of the field and make defenses figure out how to cover them at the same time. And they've had a lot of success with Bryant on the deep ball, you know, running the clearing routes, and Franklin on the short and intermediate stuff. He's a really polished route runner. So, they have a chance to do some damage through the air.
Illinois is ranked higher than Michigan. They have a better record than Michigan. The game is being played in Champaign, yet Michigan is about a field goal favorite. Is there any feeling of disrespect from an Illinois standpoint?
I think from the fans' perspective, but if you look at the talent, I think, you know, you can understand why. It's Michigan's Michigan. They have former 4- and 5-star players. They have All-Americans. But they have a quarterback problem. And I think that's been their biggest problem. And for that reason, Illinois has a chance. But I can understand why they would be 3-point favorites. And if you account for home field advantage, they're probably a touchdown favorite coming into the game.
Doug Bouchon continues to join us, covers Illinois as the editor of the Rivals Illinois site, Orange and Blue News. I mentioned this at the top, and I know from a team standpoint, they're going to take every game one at a time. But if we take a step back and look at the rest of the schedule, so right now they're 5-1. If they can win this game against Michigan, they have a likely loss the next week at No. 2 Oregon, but then they've got home games against Minnesota and Michigan State and road games against Rutgers and Northwestern. That schedule is incredibly favorable for Illinois. Are fans already thinking through that idea of maybe putting together a 2-loss season and kind of, you know, flirting with college football playoff and certainly getting to a really, really legit bowl game?
No doubt. No doubt they are. I mean, they're looking at the schedule and they see winnable games, and there are winnable games. There are some toss-up games in there. I think playing at Rutgers is going to be a tough game, probably a tougher game than what people think. But I think mentally, you know, if they lose to Michigan, if they go as expected, go out to Oregon and lose to the number three team, I think, in the country this week, they have to survive that from a mental standpoint. And bounce back and keep focused on the next game. Because they even if they lose those two games and they're sitting at 5-3, they have a lot of opportunity ahead of them. They're on a trajectory to win 8 or 9 games, and that's a big deal for Illinois. Illinois hasn't won a lot of 8- and 9- win seasons over the years. So that, you know, fans are looking at that. They're looking at the teams ahead of them in the AP standings and the possibility for the college football playoffs.
For folks who are listening who want to get even more coverage of Fighting Illini Athletics, mention that you are the publisher of Orange and Blue News. Tell folks about that and how they can get locked into what you guys are doing.
Well, you can go to illinois.rivals.com and we've got a game preview on the front page, a lot of recruiting stuff. You know, of course, the Rivals Network is very recruiting heavy, and a lot of stuff on players that are high school players that are visiting for this game. They're bringing in a whole bunch of 4-star kids. And, you know, the 5-1 start has got some kids looking at them. They're more necessarily looking at them before. A lot of basketball season is coming up, so we got a lot of basketball content on the front page. So a really good time to subscribe. Just go to illinois.rivals.com and sign up and get started following the Illini.
He is Doug Bouchon. Again, he is the editor for the Illinois rival site, Orange and Blue News. Doug, thanks so much for taking some time. Hopefully we can catch up with you every once in a while.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
That's Doug Bouchon joining us here on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Does a great job covering Illinois athletics. And like I said, that's a big game. That's a really big game coming up tomorrow. I think Illinois is en route to a pretty fantastic season, almost no matter what. One win away from bowl eligibility, as we mentioned a few moments ago. Lots of very winnable games left on the schedule. But if you want this to turn into a legit, really, really special season, well, win tomorrow. Win tomorrow and then take care of business the rest of the way. You can afford losing against Oregon here in a couple weeks. If you're a 2-loss team, and your 2 losses are against then No. 9 Penn State, and a Penn State team that has since moved even higher into the rankings. And right now, if everything continues the way it's going for Penn State, they'll be a college football playoff team. If your 2 losses are to 2 college football playoff teams in Penn State and Oregon, and you take care of business everywhere else, and you're kind of one of those fringe teams in the when it comes to college football playoff time, maybe something wild and wacky and crazy ends up happening and you get in. I don't think that's going to happen. That seems incredibly unlikely, but it does set you up for a fantastic, fantastic bowl game. All right, we will take one more break. We will come back and we're going to wrap up this edition of the program, this week's worth of shows as well. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauley. This is KMOX.